We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Tim Wenger once again in downtown Buffalo, and WBEN's Brendan Keeney is with me as well. And the situation here has changed drastically over the past half hour or so, where, as we mentioned in our last live update, that demonstrators had attempted to get into, or at least get access to, the Robert Jackson Federal Courthouse in Buffalo. And obviously the law enforcement was not going to allow that to happen. This all occurred after a quiet protest, or I shouldn't say quiet, but a peaceful protest on the steps of City Hall that then marched through very noisily a good portion of the downtown section in Allentown, and then ultimately made its way back to Niagara Square. WBEN's Brendan Keeney has been with these demonstrators from the beginning and joins me live now from just outside the federal courthouse in Buffalo. Brendan, this all escalated very quickly after getting back in downtown Buffalo, right? I don't hear Brendan.
I ain't never fought
it. Must have to have been a different. I see him talking, but I can't hear him. Okay, Brendan, I'm going to let you go for the moment. I'm unable to hear Brendan as we continue our coverage here, but I know he's been explaining what has happened here, but I'm actually going to, Brendan, if you could just kind of tell me, you know, at the height of this, when the police came from across the street in their riot gear, what happened at that point?
All right, so when police came across the street in riot gear, they all rushed to the platform right in front of the federal court building, and then obviously a bunch of protesters ran away. I was pushed with a baton, and there's a very tense formation of protesters kind of face to face with law enforcement right now as they have their riot gear.
You haven't seen any arrests, right?
I have not seen any arrests. It's just more of like get crowd control is what I've been seeing. But definitely, especially right at the federal court building, that's where we're seeing most of the issue.
Yeah, obviously they don't want to allow, you know, a breach of the security of the federal courthouse. They're not going to allow that. Amazingly, the police are standing at bay here, but they're not confronting the protesters at all. I mean, they're very formally and you know, standing off with the demonstrators, but they're not antagonizing them in any way.
That's what I see right now. What we're seeing is a lot of bottles being thrown at law enforcement. But honestly, within the last 5 minutes or so, I haven't seen too much as far as disturbance. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, I've heard as I've weaved my way through the crowd on Delaware Avenue and at the other end of the building from where you were, I've actually overheard people say, peaceful people, peaceful people. I think there's a big, you know, contingent of people that are gathered here that want their message to be heard, but they don't want this to end up in people being taken away.
And that was what the march really signified to me. It was all peaceful. It wasn't silent at all. It wasn't violent. And then it was really, honestly, quite an amazing scene to see everyone from Niagara Square walk down Delaware, turn left onto North, turn left and loop back onto Elmwood before ultimately gathering again at Niagara Square. So as I mentioned earlier, hopefully cooler heads will prevail and what really happened won't be tainted if something violent were to occur after the fact.
It appears to me at this point there are some people that are trying to leave. I think some of the people that obviously, you know, really want this to come to a head are going to hang out and stay as long as they feel they can or need to. But there is a contingent here that is definitely dispersing at this point. The police holding their batons and their shields, their helmets on the steps of the federal courthouse. Really right now, I've seen a lot of verbal altercations, as Brendan mentioned. I've seen the water bottles being tossed at officers. So I guess you could consider that to be violent. That could certainly hurt someone, but we've not seen any arrests. I haven't seen anybody taken away as of yet, at least from our vantage point. That could be different, you know, a different vantage point here. It seems like Niagara Square is emptied out, and now people are in pretty large fashion moving up Delaware Avenue, as I think they found that the police are not going to allow anything to happen outside of the federal courthouse. So things seem to be, Brendan, contained at this point.
Yeah, and you know, as we were just talking here, Tim, a lot of people have moved off of Delaware right in front of the court, the federal courthouse, and they're moving away. So I see the density of the crowd kind of dispersing, lessening at the moment. So we'll see what happens. Right now, I haven't seen any major altercation, though. Like I said, in the last couple minutes, right on that line in between law enforcement and protesters on the platform of the federal courthouse building.
All right, we'll stick here. I'm going to let you get back because I know there are a lot of people you need to talk to, and the coverage continues, of course, here as we follow this very heated situation. I don't want to call it violent because I haven't seen arrests. I haven't seen people taken away, but certainly I've seen debris thrown at officers. They're face-to-face right now on the steps of the courthouse right here again, situated directly across from the Statler Building in downtown Buffalo. For whatever reason, in the past 5-10 minutes or so, a large number, portion of the crowd has exited north and is now marching up Delaware Avenue, noisily but peacefully, and the angrier crowd is on the steps here at the corner of Delaware and Niagara Square, right in front of that very iconic federal court building, right at the corner here of Niagara Square, as they are chanting, standing in front of a very serious looking line of Buffalo police, U.S. Marshals, all here standing at bay and holding protective measures at the federal courthouse in downtown Buffalo. This, of course, all as a result of what happened in Minneapolis. These demonstrations, these protests, heated and passionate, happening city by city across the country. We saw it last night in Atlanta. We saw it last night in Washington, D.C. We saw it in New York City. Of course, it's been happening for days at the scene of the situation in Minneapolis. And Governor Cuomo addressed it earlier today during his daily briefing that has been reserved for coronavirus, but he had talked about that he stood with these demonstrators to the point of their violence, and he certainly did not condone that. He didn't condone any of those types of measures. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, in a video message to the community that was released about an hour prior to the start of this at 5 o'clock, had said basically the same thing, that he was hoping for a peaceful gathering. I'm seeing someone from the Buffalo Peacemakers, and I'm going to try to talk with him. You're with the Peacemakers,
yes,
sir? I'm with WBEN Radio.
Yes,
we're live on the air.
Yes.
What's your name?
Murray Holman.
Can you? You're standing here quietly in your bright yellow Buffalo Peacemakers hoodie. You know, what are you feeling at this point?
Well, they had a right to protest. This is what it's all about. They're not being violent. They're just raising their opinions about things. And this is a success for them. Looking at it that way, we're not tearing up our city. They have the right to protest. Buffalo Peacemakers out here make sure we don't. We're the buffer between the people that want to tear up our city and the police department. We might curb a person from being arrested or whatever, but our goal is to make sure that our city is safe and our community is safe.
I've been here from the beginning. You know, it started on the steps of City Hall, as you're well aware, and then they marched and they returned here. It didn't seem to get you know, heated until they got to the steps of the federal courthouse. This, I don't know whether you consider this violent, but it certainly is heated.
Yes, we stopped the young man earlier. He went up there and then he said he just wanted to ask a question. So we said, go ahead, just go at your own risk, be respectful. He asked his question, then everyone else started going up there. So, you know, it's both sides pushing, but hopefully we get over this, and I just don't want to see what darkness brings, you know, because other elements come to play in here.
Tell me what you've seen. I've been at the other end of the building. I've certainly seen the confrontations, verbal confrontations. We've seen water bottles tossed at the officers. Have you seen anybody that's been arrested or taken away?
No, I haven't, and that's what I'm surprised about. But one thing I see, a lot of people out here with no masks on. The pandemic is going on. We're in a crisis. I mean, no jobs, everything. So you got young people, a lot of young people making our future for themselves. We did with Martin Luther King and all that there, but this is a new generation. They're tired. I'm tired, but I know it's going to be a great thing when we get out of this.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here, and thank you for talking with me. Buffalo Peacemakers here live in Niagara Square, and we appreciate it. That's Murray Holman, Stop the Violence Coalition, and the Buffalo Peacemakers. Right now, on the steps of the federal courthouse, a ring of protesters in front of a ring of Buffalo police officers standing very stoically and seriously, baton in hand, helmets and shields, as the demonstrators stand in front of them, screaming, chanting, yelling, trying to get their message across. And again, to our knowledge, we haven't seen anybody that's been arrested. I certainly, when we talk with police later this evening, wouldn't be surprised if we find out that some people had to be taken from this this gathering, but certainly nothing en masse has occurred. Delaware Avenue certainly is completely blocked at Niagara Square. Niagara Square is essentially closed as a result of all of this. There's no way any traffic can get through here. And I would say a good quarter of the crowd had left about 20 minutes ago and went marching up Delaware Avenue to continue the protest. But right now, the police are waiting out these demonstrators, screaming and chanting on the steps of the federal courthouse here in downtown Buffalo. You can listen into some of this as it happens here live on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.